I want James to know this especially. When I was in high school, I was not in the band, but I helped out in the band. And I was known as the Band-Aid. I don't think James, that was meant for James. I'll tell him that later. Well, here we are. It's a holy day. We've set aside this hour to be attentive to God's word. As we hear in the book of Nehemiah, ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. What a great image we have here. All the people gathered in one place, eager to listen to God's word. All the people gathered in one place, women, men, children, knowing this is God's holy day. And our charge is to listen. Our call is to listen attentively. In that first reading, those who were listening were not passive listeners. They were active listeners. They were actively listening. We're told that the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. By the way, as I look out upon the congregation, thank you, Jack, for clearing everything this morning, clearing the snow. We come here to worship. We come here to listen. We come here every Sunday, and I do my best to interpret God's word. And you do your best to listen, to be attentive. They read from the book of the law with interpretation. Interpreting God's law is an awesome responsibility. But listening to God's word is also a very awesome responsibility. We come here to listen because this is God's holy day. This day is holy to the Lord your God, says the book of Nehemiah. Then he said to them, and I like these words, go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Ezra is saying to the people, worship, listen to God's word, and then go and eat. But as you eat, remember there are those who do not have food, and examine just how you can help those who are hungry. The message is clear. Worship, go and eat, and then go out into the world and share what you have with other people. Jesus interpreted God's law. These people in the synagogue had their eyes fixed on him. They knew that he was saying things in a whole new way. He was saying to the people in the synagogue, life is going to get better for you. Life is going to get much better. Those were words of joy that Jesus preached. Those were words of joy that the people in the synagogue heard. He went to the synagogue, opened the scroll, and read from the prophet Isaiah. Listen again to those wonderful words. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus was spreading words of joy, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were just fixed on him because they hadn't heard such joyful words before. They had heard words of oppression, and Jesus was preaching words of freedom. I wonder if those who listened to the words of Jesus that day recalled the words of the psalm that we sang today, Psalm 19. Listen again to those words. The teaching of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. We listen attentively so that our souls can be revived by God. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the simple. We listen attentively because we know that God has some wisdom to give to us, wisdom that this world cannot give us. So we come here and we are attentive. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. We listen attentively because God shines his light into us, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls. The words from Nehemiah and the words from today's gospel remind us that to understand God's word, we need to become part of God's word. We need to be part of what has been said to us. And what an awesome responsibility that is, to listen to what God is saying to us. Becoming part of God's word is what we prayed for in today's prayer of the day. We prayed that we may not just hear, not just read, just not mark God's word, not just learn God's word, but to digest his word inwardly, to digest, to be attentive, and to digest what God has said to us, so that God's word truly becomes part of us. When we listen attentively to God's word, we are reminded of who we are. You know who you are. We know who we are. We are the body of Christ. That is who we are. We are his hands and his feet in the world. In Christ, you and I have become part of what God has said to us. Let us rejoice that we are the body of Christ. Let us rejoice that we are part of God through his Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.